Chapter 14, The Forgetful Moment. Val took his sword and started circling Vanis, shouting, "Tack!" Vanis rushed towards him, swinging his sword wildly. Val blocked every tack with ease, and eventually Vanis tripped over himself, and his sword clattered to the ground. Val let out a sigh and tried to help, but Vanis pushed his hand away and slowly got up, staring at Val. Waiting for Val to speak, Vanis' legs buckled beneath him. Val then walked away, turning to face Vanis, and said, "Now you have a lot to learn, but we don't have time. Quickly I'll show you my movements, and you copy. Then we fight." With that, Vanis walked behind Val as he swung the sword. "Now, also pay attention to my footwork. Try not to stay in the same place." After a short while of copying Val's movements, Vanis was ready to fight. Val blocked every movement that Vanis threw. For a second, Val let his guard down, and Vanis successfully charged at him, knocking Val to the ground. Val grabbed his sword, his eyes closed. The sword lit up, his eyes opened wide. Vanis started to walk back, retreating stiffly. Val got up, holding his red-lit sword, and quickly walked towards Vanis. He grabbed Vanis by his clothes and quickly lifted him in the air, pressing his sword to Vanis' stomach. Vanis started to breathe heavily when he felt the icy tip of the blade touch against his stomach. Vanis' eyes widened as he stammered, "Val, I'm sorry. Please don't do this." Vanis saw Val's eyes looked empty, and then a second later, Val shook his head. He released Vanis and turned to walk away. After stopping a few seconds, he looked at Vanis, while his back was still turned. Val's gaze then lowered to the ground as he spoke, "I am sorry. I don't know what came over me. We'll stop training now. Later I'll give you equipment and answer any questions you have. But then you must find a way to bring yourself home and stay there. But I'm afraid I can't help you much more, and I am sorry." Vanis stared, trying to catch his breath, and just kept watching Val as he went back to his room. Vanis started to think about Val's change. Why was Elantra there? He started to rub his head out of frustration and dread, and muttered under his breath, "What now?" Vanis started to walk back to the abandoned village, where he could rest while his mind raced. Back in his hut, he pondered what could happen to him when he leaves this place, this village. Then his thoughts wandered to Val. What is happening to him? Vanis decided to go back to Val's room to talk to him. As he walked through the abandoned village, the sun started to set. When he arrived at Val's door, he heard a loud bang and another clatter to the ground. Vanis rushed through the door to find Val on the ground, unconscious. Vanis rushed over to Val, checking his neck for a pulse, and letting out a breath of relief when he felt a thumping beat against his fingertips. He started to look around the room to see what caused Val to fall unconscious, but there was nothing out of the ordinary. He noticed a note sitting on the desk. Val let out a loud gasp of breath, his eyes widening as he suddenly sat up, rubbing his head. Val looked at Vanis, very confused, then lowered his head and got up to his feet. Vanis watched him closely, still feeling puzzled. Vanis stood, arms crossed. "What's going on? You attacked me, and now you're unconscious? Is everything okay? Are you hiding something from me?" Val looked at Vanis in a somber expression. "I'm sorry. I shouldn't have attacked you. This world... I've been here so long, I can't figure out what's real anymore. Sometimes it feels like I'm trapped, kind of like PTSD. If you stay here long enough, you'll experience the same thing that I'm experiencing. There are many dangers here that could take your life. They'll take everything from you and make you do terrible things just to survive. I see things that aren't always there. Threats that aren't real. Or at least I think they are threats. Sometimes I get very confused. At times, my mind tries to make me forget or block out what I've done. I tagged you because it was instinct, a survivor instinct. For those few seconds, I thought you were trying to kill me. That's why you must leave. But before you go, I need to ask you one serious question. Have you ever taken a life? Valis shook his head and whispered,
No.
Val let out a sigh. I know this is hard to hear, but you need to be prepared when the time comes when you need to take a life. Whether it's an animal, a person, or a creature from this world, you can't hesitate. Hesitation could mean your death. You need to get stronger and smarter. The only way to survive here. Do you understand? Vanis nodded, his heart pounding. Val continued, This world tries to make us forget, causing us pain, making us go unconscious. But I'm okay now. I want to show you how to use your gorgelet effectively. Vanis stood there, not moving. Val spoke, I promise not to hurt you. Please allow me to help you. Slowly and cautiously, Vanis approached Val, his heart pounding. As he got closer, Val reached out, pressing a button on the gauntlet and taking off Vanis. He started to inspect it. A small smile appeared on his face. He then looked up at Vanis, smiling. Val responded, This gauntlet is impressive and exactly what you need for your journey. I'll add objectives that I think you should complete. These quests can help you gain experience, get stronger, which means your strength, endurance, and intelligence will increase the more you do and learn. The best way to prove is by completing quests, maybe earning some money along the way for better equipment. With your permission, I'll add these objectives to your gauntlet. Essential quests marked in areas to explore and areas to avoid. Most importantly, I'll mark down the places where you can find my safe zone, my huts. We have stored many supplies just in case you're running low. I want to share the locations just in case you will ever need them. And Vanis allowed him to add the modifications to the gauntlet. After making an adjustment, Vanis put it back on. And the menu popped up, listing quests, objectives and locations, including Val's safe zones. Val said, I want you to keep the sword. And here, take a bow. Val handed the bow to Vanis and asked, Is there anything else you want to ask before you go? I must insist you leave soon, as I don't know if I'll have another episode and end up killing you. Vanis asked, Is there anything else I can do to help you? Val looked at Vanis in a somber expression and said, I am well past being helped. There's nothing you can do for me. Vanis then inquired, What will you do? Val responded, I will rest and try to figure out what the game wants. If we ever cross paths again, maybe I'll find the answers you seek and be able to bring you home. But I doubt we'll see each other again. Now, I must insist you take your equipment and leave. Vanis nodded, gathered equipment before leaving Val's place. He turned and said, Thank you, Val. Val just stared back, nodding, while Vanis left the room. And eggs in the abandoned village alone. So that's the end of the chapter. I tried on multiple occasions try to record this episode to get it uploaded sooner, but unfortunately I had loads of IT issues with my microphone, so the sound quality is not as good because I'm using my cheap USB microphone, as my dear microphone doesn't seem to connect to my PC, and I tried on a computer that I don't use for recording and it was working. But unfortunately the PC that I record on, it doesn't connect my dearer microphone, the better quality microphone, to it for some reason, and I'm not too sure. So I have to use my cheaper microphone for the Scene of Perfusion until I can afford to get my PC fixed. Unfortunately, that won't happen anytime soon, or at least for the foreseeable future. So I'm sorry if the audio quality isn't as good as it used to be. And sorry I didn't publish an episode as soon as expected. I tried at least 3 different occasions and no luck recording. But now I'm using my cheaper one, so it's all good. I do hope you generally like the story. And if you do like the story, please follow me on whatever platform you listen to. If you leave any comments, I only look at comments in YouTube. So maybe find my YouTube channel that has this podcast as it's the best way for me to see comments if you do like leaving comments behind. Or the best way to reach me or to keep up to date what I'm doing is sign up to my newsletters. I have an author's newsletter, which the details will be in the description, but I also have a game development newsletter as I do some stage this year. Probably maybe in the next month or two, we'll work on game development and make a few, at least one short indie horror game, hopefully by the end of this year. So that's a good newsletter to sign up on if you're interested to follow that journey. But if you're only interested in listening to my writing, sign up to my my artist newsletter. I hope you're enjoying the story, and I can't wait to write more chapters and narrate them. And yeah, I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good day.